Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Coach Latisse of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. This is an introduction to the Women's Empowerment Project series that I promised you all. Momentarily, we are getting ready to take a deeper dive and commence the first part of the series dedicated towards women. And what we are going to be talking about and providing is tools, tricks, tips, and resources to help aspiring entrepreneurs, folks that are already in the entrepreneurial world, business owners, and alike, to help you either position yourself to launch your business or to take you to the next step. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for this podcast, and I'm ready to get into it, and I know you are too. So let's get started. Let's get ready to connect, innovate, and inspire the next generation shortly after this message. All right. We are back and getting ready to take that deeper dive into the Women's Empowerment series that I have been promising you all. Once again, this is Coach Latisse Bell of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. I would like to take a brief moment to thank all my new listeners, my faithful listeners, and I'm even speaking positivity into the atmosphere for those that are on their way. I would also like to sincerely apologize for my radio silence, a break in recording any sessions lately. For full transparency purposes, you all, I am recovering from COVID-19. Yes, I contracted the virus, COVID-19, and I have been in recovery mode ever since last month. And unfortunately, one of the lingering effects of what happens when you contract this virus is that there's fatigue, and some even experience other symptoms and lingering effects. But I am okay. I'm well, and I truly believe that I am going to continue to recover in faith and perseverance and get through this thing. I just like to say that whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, please, you all, take care of yourselves. Make sure that you have the proper nourishments. Make sure that you are giving your body the nourishment and the vitamins that it needs. Stay hydrated. Be cognizant, aware of your surroundings. Practice social distancing. Mask up when you're supposed to, when you can. And I understand that everybody has varied beliefs, a varying degree of beliefs when it comes to this thing. Some people believe that it's a hoax. Some people believe that it's real, it's not real. Well, I'm here to tell you, I've never been one of those people that did not necessarily or believe that it was a hoax per se, but I am a living witness that this virus is indeed real. I'm not getting any sponsorship or compensation to speak about this or to be transparent about this. I can just tell you that to each person, you have to do what you need to do. But as somebody who suffers from asthma, which is a complicated respiratory issue, and having contracted COVID-19, it has not been easy. I am blessed and I'm grateful in the fact that I have been able to recover at home. I'm grateful for that because my story could have been a lot different, but the fact of the matter is that we do need to be cautious. Whether you believe it or not, this thing is real and it can happen to anybody. It's happening to people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. It's happening to people that are not fully vaccinated. We just need to be mindful of our surroundings and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So once again, I sincerely apologize for the delay in the recording of the session, but that is what has been going on with me. I promised that I was going to do a women's empowerment session, and I am going to do my very best to be able to deliver that to you all my faithful listeners, over the next 3 recordings, including this one. And then that will take care of this season of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. I am so grateful for those who have listened in the past, those that have continued to listen, and even for those that are new listeners. I can always be reached via email, secrets2grants@gmail.com or coachlatice@gmail.com. And there is a commentary, a way for you all to message me through this particular app. I'm using Anchor, but this podcast is available on Apple, Spotify, and a few other platforms. So I'm saying this to say that even though the series is getting ready to come to a close after the next 3 recordings, you all are more than welcome to email me with questions that you might have relative to grant writing, grants, nonprofits, community advocacy, and the like. I am always available to you. So thank you very much. Now, let's get ready to go ahead and start the first part of the Women's Empowerment Series. And tonight, what I would like to talk about, I would like to talk about and provide a few resources, suggestions, and just a few ideas that may help aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners and or those that have already launched their businesses, but they are finding that they need a little bit of assistance. As I stated before, I'm grateful for both my male and female listeners. No matter what your age is, no matter what your culture is, your background, your location, I am sincerely grateful that you have chosen to listen into this podcast. It means a lot. However, as any good business person would do, it is important to look into analytics. You look at your data. Data should always drive programs and projects. And even if you have a sound idea or what you perceive to be a sound idea for a program or a project, do the research behind it. Keep up with the research once you put it out there to see how effective your idea is or your program or your project. And that's what this particular platform allows me to do on Anchor. It allows me to view how many people have tuned in to the podcast, and it also gives me a breakdown in the demographics. And what I have noticed, and I've stated this before, that I have a large female following, particularly between the ages of, I believe, 34 and 45. So as a result of that, I wanted to show my appreciation by dedicating a series that is specifically tailored towards those female listeners. And it can actually be information and advice and tips and tricks and resources that can be beneficial to any population. However, there are certain demographics, especially when it pertains to women, where there are certain areas that we may struggle in, whereas our male counterparts may not necessarily have some of the challenges and barriers that some of us have as single women, as mothers with small children. And that's kind of what I want to focus on. So I'm really talking to that particular demographic of young women, women that are single, single mothers, those women that are single, single mothers that may not necessarily have a lot of support, the type of support that we might see in other cultures or other settings, other environments. And what I mean by that, there are some women during this particular age group, the 34 to 45 or even younger and older. And again, I'm not discriminating against any particular age group, but what I'm saying is that what I'm looking at is women who are alone, women who are unmarried, or even if they are married, they may not necessarily be getting the support that they need to assist them or to encourage them to launch their business or to keep their business going. If you are a single mother with children, maybe you don't have the familial support or even the support of friends that's needed to help you launch your business or to propel you into the next part of your business. So that's who I'm really talking to tonight. So if that's you, definitely, definitely you are in the right place at the right time. So I want to first start off by talking about the lack of support. I don't know about many of you, but I can share a little bit about my story. I am a single African American woman who is age 44 and I have two children. I have 3 degrees, 20 plus years of experience in the field of social services, working with government agencies, entities, nonprofit, private, corporate, you name it. I have worked with that particular population or demographic as it pertains to business. But my experience has not been easy. I've struggled to be able to, when it comes to getting the knowledge, just to the knowledge for getting to starting the business or launching a business. And of course, a lot of that entails education, going to school. My bachelor's, while I was attaining my bachelor's, I didn't have my first child until afterwards. But when I was pursuing my master's degree, I was a single parent. I was a single parent of 2 children without any family support, no support from the fathers, but I was determined to continue on and get the degree so that I could put myself in a better position and wanting to be in a better position financially and also to be an example for my daughters, because I have 2 daughters for my children. I wanted them to be able to see that no matter what the challenges are, what your challenges may be, with hard work, faith, and dedication and perseverance, you can make it through. And I was blessed and fortunate enough to be able to get through graduate school and attain my master's in social work in 2009. From that point, I went into, I had my own nonprofit called Blessed Without Limits, and there was really nobody there to guide me or to teach me or show me the ins and outs of starting a nonprofit, let alone implementing any programs. Yes, I went to school for this. Yes, I did internships. I received a degree. But there's a big difference between when you're in the educational realm and doing internships to actually field practicum, as far as now you went from a student to a practitioner. So there was still some things that I had to learn, research and learn on my own. And let me tell you, of course, as we know, the internet was definitely my best friend, but there were also community agencies that were around to help me with the launching of my nonprofit. So I had other community agencies that I could glean from and receive information from. And then I also had some colleagues and some friends to support, and they made up my first board for the nonprofit. So I would encourage those of you who are aspiring, or even those of you who have already launched your business, but you're ready to take that business to the next step. Of course, if you've already launched, you have to be aware of where you're at and what your pain points are. But once you have discovered this, once you have pinpointed where your pain points are, and by pain points, what I mean is challenges or issues, blocks that would keep you from moving or taking your business to the next step. Once you have identified this and you've taken it up on yourself to do a little bit of research, I would highly encourage, for those of you who have LLCs, nonprofits, look up and do research on your local Small Business Administration chapter. The Small Business Administration. If you go to that site, there is an option on that particular site that will pinpoint wherever your location is, and they will let you know exactly what chapters or offices or agencies that they're partner with to help you. They will help you with your business plans. They will help you with funding. So if you have not launched yet, or you've already launched and you need assistance with business planning, the first thing that I would do after I've researched other entities, local entities that might be around to help me, would definitely be to look at the Small Business Administration. So that is the first step. The second thing that I would probably do, and I have done, for those of you who lack the friend support or the community support in a way, meetup.com. Meetup.com. You have the opportunity to connect with other like-minded individuals that may be doing what you're doing or aspire to do what you do. And what I have experienced in the past is that these groups are a good way of networking, because no matter what you do, whether you have a nonprofit or you have a for-profit corporation, it is necessary, imperative, that you link up with other folks, agencies, whether they're private or nonprofit, in order to get sponsorships and grants. So at some point in time, you're going to need these people to partner with you or to collaborate with you. And meetup.com is a good way to network and meet other like-minded people that may be in your field, or they may be able to connect you with someone else that may be in your field, but it is another resource and a way for you to get help. I'm still talking about people that are single mothers or single that have difficulty getting the necessary support that they need to either launch their business, or you've launched your business and you're ready to take your business to the next step, but you're not necessarily sure how to get there because you lack that physical support. The other option, the other resource or tip that I would give is connecting with your local business chamber. That is also a resource, an option, a way for you to do further networking, because that networking piece is imperative. And I know that things have been slightly different because of the pandemic. There are some agencies and some events that are taking place in person, but there's still a lot of other events and things that are taking place that are virtual. But don't let that stop you or prevent you from getting out there and networking, because again, that networking is going to be a key and a vital part for you to be able to successfully launch or take your already launched business to the next step. The other thing that I would possibly recommend, especially for someone who has a nonprofit organization, you might have started out with between 3 to 5 board of directors or board members. I would also recommend that you might have to, because of your budget. Now, if you've already started out with a large budget, then you're not necessarily limited. But those of you who are just starting out and you have a small or limited budget, it might be a good thing to contract out some of the work. So I'm talking to people that may need business plan assistance or program development, administration matters, HR matters. There is a way to get that information, not only the information, but to get the work completed through contract work. So if you don't necessarily have the ability to hire right now, it might be a good idea to consult. You can either work with a consultant or a contractor, and you can use Fiverr. There's other applications or resources online that you can sign up for where you can hire somebody for a nominal fee. You can also look for help and assistance from students, college students, local college students that might be looking to do some side projects to earn some extra money. So I would recommend that also, because that is probably a more feasible option for some people that are still in the beginning phases of developing their program or their project, where, again, you might be on a budget. So hiring a college student might be a little more feasible than it would to hire or contract with someone that's been in the industry for 15 plus 20 years. That can kind of be pricey. So once again, Small Business Administration, find out what your local chapter is. They can help you. Meetup.com, great place to network and meet other like-minded people and to get information on resources and help that you need. Local community agencies, do the research, look it up, whatever specific area that you might need help in, even if it's just simply business planning or for startups. There should be or could be some local agencies, and some of those agencies might even be nonprofit to help you get started. The other resource, local college students or applications like Fiverr, hiring a consultant that might fit within your budget to assist you either launch or help you to take your business to the next level if you have already launched or you're still in the administration, the development of administration phase, and you need to hire a contract. So those are just a few suggestions that I have for you tonight. As always, you all are more than welcome to message me to ask me to ask me any questions that you might have pertaining to this. and it's a little bit easier for me to forward resources that I have in writing, a list of resources that I have and can provide to you in writing to help you with some of the things that I spoke about tonight. I can always forward you a list and then you can look up those resources in your free time. Next time, we will be talking about the process of transitioning and preparing for a complete shift in going from working for someone else and then transitioning to working on your own. That's what we'll be discussing the next time for part two of the Women's Empowerment Series. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into tonight's session, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing from you. Please send me a message on Anchor or any of the platforms that you are using to tune into this show. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any questions. And as always, I am always looking for guest speakers. If you are a female entrepreneur and you have a business that you think that is phenomenal and you would like to share it on the show, on the podcast, and let community members know what you do, who you are, and what services that you're providing, you can add value to this podcast for the listeners, not necessarily for me, but for other listeners. And just to let people know that you exist, please email me and let me know that you're interested, and I would definitely love to schedule you on the upcoming two shows before we end the season. Once again, female entrepreneur, you've launched or you're getting ready to launch, you want to come on the podcast to let the world know, let your community know who you are, what you do, and what you're offering or what you're aspiring to do, I would love to have you on the podcast. Until then, you all, do the research, be kind to yourself, be safe out there, you all, because this thing is real. Like I said, please keep me in your prayers as I'm recovering, and thank you all for your patience. I know it's kind of inconvenient at times when the show airs sporadically, but I promise you, I owe you two more sessions, at least at minimum, before I end this season. God willing, and I'm able to, with good health, I will definitely deliver these resources to you before I conclude season two. Thank you so very much. Remember to be kind to yourself and kind to the next person. Remember, connect, innovate, let's inspire this generation and the very next. God bless you all, and until next time, be at peace, be happy, be joyful, and be safe.